Now, may the beloved God of gold blaze through us the mightiest love at his command and make us his victory forever. May the beloved God of gold blaze into and around us that which will render the greatest service to our nation, but make us the indestructible peace and healing power and love of his own heart's flame. Beloved of my heart, thank you for your presence here tonight, and thank you for your love. I thank you that you love the gold of this world. I hope you will love my legions and my angels, and I know you will love my peace and the healing power that always comes within the golden flame of our love. And I want you to feel tonight the cosmic power and cosmic pressure of the golden flame from the heart of the great central sun that is eternal perfection. It is all of everything that love can give, and it is the eternal peace and power without limit to purify and heal all manifestations everywhere. So from tonight, I ask you to remember when things are distressing in the outer world, to call your beloved I Am presence first, always, and then ask from my heart's flame and the heart flame of the love of the limitless healing angels that come under my direction to pour their heart's healing love into you, into your fresh body, into your own life flame, and keep blazing it through your flesh and then into the atmosphere around you. Then blaze it into your affairs. Blaze it into everybody and everything that you contact, just like the sun gives light to the earth. But see, my heart's flame and that of the legions, golden legions of our love, blaze into and around you the concentration of that flame that stays within you as an eternal part of your own life streams. We can expand without limit everything good within you, anything and everything that is constructive. We can pour into it our heart's love, and it will protect it, sustain it, expand it, and give you victory. For blessed ones, you can't have victory in this world without the peace of our love. The golden flame exists in the great central sun. It exists within the unfed flame. It exists within the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. And it exists in every heart flame, in every human being on this earth. This is the heart flame of love from the great central sun that is the cohesive power of the universe. And now I want to show you, if you really want it, and you call it into and around yourselves, anytime there is distress or pressure in the atmosphere about you, stop just a moment and say to your beloved I Am presence, fill me and my world with your heart's flame of whatever love makes it impossible for discord to come near me. Then ask for my presence and the limitless legions of the golden flame of healing love to come and abide in your atmosphere and control every bit of energy in and around you with the eternal command that discord shall not approach. Discord shall not be created from within. Discord shall not manifest in or around or to you or your world. And then call this same activity around your loved ones, around all that affects your supply, around all who need healing, and don't be concerned whether you think people are worthy of it or not. Be unconcerned. Just pour it out like an ocean of golden flame. The outer radiance is blue lightning, but within is the peace of eternity. And when this is drawn in and around you and made eternal in your atmosphere, your mighty I Am presence, and we can continue to expand it, our legions will surround you. Our legions will help to expand it into the powers and nature and forces of the elements. Our legions will help to expand it into everybody and everything to which you turn your attention. And if you ask that this be made powerful enough in and around you for a certain radius, so powerful that people cannot speak discord in your atmosphere, you will find a very great peace coming in and around you. And within this is eternal healing. When you ask for enough of our love from the Ascended Masters up to you to blaze its golden flame in and around you with whatever cosmic concentration is necessary to prevent any discord taking place in your atmosphere or even coming near you, you will begin to understand what it means to hold the power in and around you that enables your own mighty I Am presence to draw forth and release into your outer use its power of precipitation, etherealization, or levitation. Its power to produce whatever is necessary in and around you to produce safety for yourselves, your loved ones, and everybody and everything that is constructive around whom you call it forth. This is so magnificent in the power of love and healing to life everywhere that we want you to begin to feel what power actually is within the sacred fire. And this power becomes eternal around you, and that means eternal, indestructible peace. And this is what you need to sustain your health. You need it to sustain your energy. You need it to sustain your supply. You need it to sustain the harmony in and around you that allows your own mighty I Am presence to fill you with its mastery uninterrupted long enough till it parts the atmosphere and lets you see us face to face. There's only one thing will open the atmosphere of your consciousness, your sight, your hearing, your feeling, and that is enough love within your own physical heart, your love to your mighty I Am presence, and your love to the cosmic beings and the angelic host, your love to the sacred fire. And when your love reaches up there intensely enough, it automatically opens the door. We want you to see us face to face. We want you to open the door and let us come to abide with you. But the door is not locked from our side of life. It is only closed from your side of life. And if we can pour our love, that golden heart flame of peace and healing power in and around you, it begins to be a sudden presence and power of the sacred fire's purity in and around you to control the powers of nature and forces of the elements. And that means it keeps away from you any destructive vibratory action in the atmosphere of Earth that is the mass consciousness of mankind accumulated through the centuries. This keeps you disconnected, insulated from the mass accumulation of mankind's discord. And so if you will use this in and around yourselves and consciously demand that it be intensified every day and extend around you for 50 feet or as far as you decree, with your own conscious command, that the cosmic legions of the golden flames, indestructible purifying love, peace, and harmony of the spheres, and I mean by that the sacred fire that controls manifestation of the other planets of the system. Ask this cosmic flame of the sacred fire love, golden flame of purity, peace, love, and healing in and around you with such intensifying, ever-expanding power that it makes it impossible for destructive forces to speak discord in your atmosphere. Now, you can just as well have this as you can go out and buy an overcoat when you're cold and put it on to protect you. There is no difference. This is life. And it's our life. It's the love of our life that through aeons of time has poured its purity, its healing, and its peace into manifestation everywhere, because it can't pour anything else because it don't contain anything else. And therefore, if you will ask your mighty I Am presence and us, call my legions of the golden flame of indestructible peace, indestructible love, and indestructible healing, protecting power in and around you that so controls manifestation that no one can speak discord in your atmosphere. Now, I have many reasons for this, because it will do many things for you that you do not understand till you set it into action, you dwell within it, it becomes your world, and you begin to feel the power of the sacred fire's control of manifestation, whether it be in yourselves, around you, the powers of nature, or mankind. This must come into the physical octave, a certain proportion of it, in order for peace to come into the outer world, because mankind doesn't stop generating discord and impurity long enough to let the sacred fire of our love come in and establish conditions that enable the nations of the world to agree to something constructive that will hold peace. But that isn't any reason why you can't have it around yourselves. Call this around everybody and everything in your nation, individually and collectively, until it is a sun presence of such force from the great central sun that it automatically controls everything in the physical world. You owe this, blessed ones, to all international conferences. You owe this to all in your government, anybody and anything in any position of trust and authority, whether it be in your own family affairs, or in business or in nations or in local communities or anything that affects the agreement of nations, call it into outer physical conditions. And now ask the great central sun for whatever dispensation can be given for this to be concentrated and anchored in and around all in your national and civil defense. If we can concentrate this in and around individuals powerfully enough, it will be safety for them, and it will be a national momentum of the purifying sacred fire love that keeps consumed the plans for sustaining war or creating another war. Also, it will consume the plans of the hatred of individuals of the outer world from interfering with your own affairs. This is one of the most marvelous ways and means of protecting your supply, your health, the harmony of your home or your business. It'll protect anything and everything that is constructive. And blessed ones, it is a power second to none. Now, it doesn't take the place of your violet-consuming flame, nor the blue lightning presence, or the blue flame presence. Each of these activities is a cosmic activity from the great central sun. But every ascended master and cosmic being can use and project all of them and can use them to rule conditions in the outer and control manifestation by the peace and the harmony of the golden flame by which all perfection manifests. This is the heart love from the great central sun. It is healing, it is purity, it is illumination in the mind. And that is why it is so necessary to blaze in and around you, because it will help to control your attention and hold it on what will produce peace for you, or healing, or love, or illumination. It will illumine your feeling and quiet the feeling. And in that quiet will come health and strength and protection and your ability to hold peace in around yourselves and around others. So, blessed ones, its blessings are infinite and eternal and invincible, because now we come to the point that I want you to be thoroughly aware of, and that is that the heart flame of the great central suns, the golden flaming heart of the great central suns, almighty love's indestructible purity, is immortal. And therefore, when you ask it to come in and around yourselves, when you ask us to blaze it in and around you, it is an eternal part of life from whence you have come, and your own heart's flame will be expanded and become one with that, enfolding your physical body, enfolding your atmosphere, enfolding your affairs, and it will forever grow greater because it is eternal. There isn't anything in all mankind's evil put together that can consume or destroy or prevent this flame's manifestation of love and purity and peace to life. Its outer edge is blue lightning power of such force, nothing can approach that is destructive. And so when you feel this come in and around yourselves, it will hold peace within, it will clarify the mind, it will sustain everything that is constructive, in your feeling and in your consciousness. And more than that, it will expand its flame around you. And then, as the blue lightning edge flashes into outer world conditions, nothing destructive can approach. This has been our means of protecting constructive activities down through the centuries. It has been drawn around every manifestation of the sacred fire that has ever come onto this earth. In your churches and in the retreats of the world, where the sacred fire has been established to be held over centuries and to give mankind its blessing, this golden flame of our love has enfolded and sustained the protection around those manifestations. And it'll do the same thing around you. If you want to make yourself the heart flame of the great central suns, indestructible eternal peace, indestructible eternal healing, and sacred fire's love, purity and power that silences into annihilation everything that is of discord. It has but to flash, and discord cannot exist longer. This is why it can be used as a power of a protection around you, a sun presence that can guard everything constructive until you expand it to the point where it fulfills your calls, fulfills the great divine plan of the Ascended Masters, and establishes permanently in outer physical manifestation the perfection from the Ascended Master's octave. This is the sun presence of healing flame that for over 10,000 years was held sustained in the healing temple in India. It can just as well be called in and around you. If you call to us, we will give it to you. If you want it in and around yourselves, it will produce in and around you exactly what it produces in and around us. And all we ask is that you make the call, feel your love for it, and let its love come in and teach you of itself, fill you with its power, make you its victory, protect you by its invincible power of cosmic action, and establish it as an eternal part of your life stream, so you are sealed in a sun presence of the eternal peace that clears your way and holds your life stream protected until the hour of your ascension. This will hold the harmony that you need to have to fulfill your calls, to fulfill the divine plan, to make you victorious over evil, to heal you, to illumine you, to fill the mind with whatever is necessary, to make you master over circumstance. And there will never be strain within you. This will relieve nervous tension and exhaustion and strain and struggle that you cannot understand until you use it, till you become it, and then you will realize this is your home. Thank you so much, precious ones. This is the heart flame of the great central sun from whence you came. And this is the love that will carry you into the ascended master's octave and make you the victory and sudden presence of ascended master perfection for eternity. And it is yours, and none can ever take it from you. Thank you. Won't you be seated, please? This is the flame, beloved ones. When you gain a moment of this in and around you, this is the flame that can go through your hand and heal. This is a flame that can go into the powers of nature and forces of the elements and purify them and bless them and help them to expand so they give back to you the greatest blessings they have. This is the illumining love that is the peace of eternity and which mankind cannot take out of existence. This is eternal. Many times in your outer physical conditions, when you have certain harmony, you enjoy it and it helps you. But the first thing you know, something has come up that's taken your attention onto something destructive, and your harmony leaves you for the time being, but not with this flame. When you ask for your mighty I Am presence, myself, and the ascended masters, they all direct it to fill you, surround you, seal you within, and make you our great central sun's heart flame, the golden flame of our love's almighty purifying peace. And power of that peace without limit, you will find it will illumine everything you contact. And as you maintain it and ask it to expand in and around you, it will light your way. It can heal, it can illumine anything you touch, and it can give to the rest of the world the golden flame and the actual substance of gold, which is the purifying release of the substance from the physical sun into the physical structure of earth to keep a certain amount of purity that holds balance in the powers of nature and forces of the elements and gives to mankind its constant outpouring of love and peace and purity and healing. This is the healing of the world, the healing of the nations, the healing of the individual, the healing of every condition mankind has created. So from tonight, when you see the angels of that golden flame in action through the world, as they come into outer physical conditions, their love expands, and wherever it goes, everything that is not love is dissolved and taken away, and you are permitted to see that which is the divine plan fulfilled from whence you came, which will supply you and protect you wherever you go, and will raise you into the ascended master's octave for eternity. This is the flame you have to have as the love in your heart at the moment of your ascension. You ascend within the violet ray, but the flame in your heart has to pour its love back to everything in the universe, and that love is the golden flame of our eternal purity and peace. It will raise you, it will raise the nation, it will raise the powers of nature and forces of the elements, it will raise every particle of life out of every vibratory action of destruction. And one day, beloved ones, when the law of forgiveness and love and mercy releases enough fiery Christ blue lightning purity and the violet consuming flame to consume the compound and the filth and frightful creation that is there. One day, when that is gone, the heart flame of our love will take its place, and perfection will be there for eternity. This is heaven made manifest on earth, and is the divine plan fulfilled. It is the love that is forever the owner of everything that is. So let it come through. I think the earth has had a long enough time to experiment with the darkness of its own discord. And from tonight, we ask you to illumine yourselves, your home, your affairs, your atmosphere, all you contact, just by your call to your beloved I Am Presence and us, to blaze whatever cosmic concentration of the golden flame of the heart of the great central sun that we know puts an end to the hordes of evil, and that we know must come here in order to sustain that which is constructive, that it may survive and fulfill the great divine plan. So, blessed ones, it is imperative in order to save your nation and protect that which is constructive throughout the world. But it must come in and around you first to save you from being discordant. And this should be a tremendous release, and should bring to you the habit of resting within the quiet and the peace of the golden flame of our love and our control of manifestation. As you just rest in that, every once in a while, in the midst of your outer world activities, just ask for it and feel it come in and around you, and release eternally its golden flame in and around you. You can many times a day call this into outer physical conditions and ask that it be made eternal, and that forever that manifestation, forever, forever, and forever, prevents all wrong. This is indestructible power. This is mastery. And no manifestation of perfection ever came into existence yet that didn't have this golden flame of our heart's love within it. So from tonight, if you will understand why it is the middle flame of the unfed flame, you will realize that can come in and around you, unite with your own heart flame, become eternal, control everything, give its blessing to the universe around you, bless the powers of nature, provide for you the pathway ahead of you, bless the ground under your feet, and draw forth from the powers of nature anything and everything that is the supply you're going to need. You need the supply from above that only the ascended masters and your mighty I Am Presence can give. But there must be the preparation made, and the heart flame of our golden love be established in and around you as an eternal part of your life streams, and form the atmosphere about you into which we may pour anything and everything that you may need to use in outer world conditions to hold constructive activities protected. And this will allow your mighty I Am presence at the same time to release its master powers through you. We want you to experiment with it. If you will try it, we will see that you are victorious. Thank you so much. Now, don't do it today and then forget it tomorrow, or only remember it once in a while. This needs to be established as permanent outpouring, just the same as you breathe, just the same as your heart beats its energy through the outer self, so must our heart flame. From cosmic realms of love and peace and healing power, come in and around you in pulsations, and let it flow in the outer conditions until the heart flame of our ascended master octave is drawn in and around your physical body and your mental and feeling world, and pours its blessings to the powers and nature and forces of the elements to keep the hordes of evil away from you. That your mighty I Am presence, full perfection of mastery, may come forth into your outer use and give you the power to help your fellow man, give you the power to help save your nation, give you the power to issue the great command that says to every destructive thing, cease to be, and it is so instantly. There is nothing opposes that command from the great central sun when it is poured forth from within the heart flame of our peace, our love, our purity, and our power. And you could do the same thing with your own mighty I Am presence, your own heart flame, and the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. If you take that command and ask your beloved I Am presence to blaze through you its great command that every bit of evil must cease to be if it comes anywhere near you or even looks in your direction, and it can be consumed on the instant, just the same as the sun consumes the darkness when it chooses to release intensely enough. There is nothing that can oppose its power. And the same thing is true of every activity of the sacred fire. We want this consciousness to come into the intellect of mankind until every human being on the earth understands what the sacred fire is, the power it can release, the almighty blessings that it gives to life, and its almighty, invincible, ever-expanding control of all manifestation. You can call this in and around the warring nations of the world with a command. Everything with this war is annihilated, and this flame of love floods the earth, controls manifestation, and compels mankind to stop its evil. If you're going to have evil stopped, then you must have peace to manifest. And there's only one peace, and that's sacred fire. That is permanent and all master. So from this hour, we want you to feel the power of the mightiest activity of the golden flame from the heart of the great central sun. The power of your mighty Helios, who controls the formation of that metallic gold in the structure of the earth. And mankind shall return to the use of that which is purity. thank you so much. This has to be called into action in order to bring in a golden age. And why do you think that constructive civilizations and ages of the past were called the golden age? Why do you think that is? Because it was constructive and peace was maintained for over 10,000 years at a time and sometimes longer. Now, if it manifested peace then, it'll manifest peace now. The sacred fire hasn't lost any of its power, but mankind must let it through. And if you will stand with us and make this call, we will draw it through and bless you as you draw it into outer conditions by conscious call to put an end to everything that is not the purity and the love and the peace from the heart of creation. And your mighty I Am presence is that. So from tonight, feel its power, call its power, call the mightiest power in eternity, mightiest power of the great central sun, of that golden flame in and around you, and that forever is the force into which no one can speak discord. So when things become discordant and turmoil seems to hold command, go by yourselves and for just a few moments call to us to blaze whatever blue lightning purity purifies that condition, and the eternal flame of our peace and our love from the heart of creation descends with a force into which no discord can ever come. Now, somebody needs to be the authority and use the authority to issue this command into the atmosphere of Earth in order to annihilate and prevent the continuing use of your atomic bombs, your destructive activities of war, and everything else that is just the mass accumulation of mankind's discord, past and present. The great cosmic beings in the great central sun who wield the power of this almighty golden flame, as well as fiery Christ, blue lightning legions, are the authority, beloved ones, to say to everything that lives on this earth, evil now ceases to be. We want this established in and around you as an eternal part of your own life streams. We want to make you feel it first. Now, we're not going to intrude it. If you want it, ask for it, and remember it, that it'll come into you like the pulsation of your own heart. We'll not intrude it, but if you care to cooperate with us and we wish to establish this, it will be the blessing and freedom of your nation and the earth forever. But we must have unascended beings who have their own free will and their own actual acceptance of it and its use of it many times a day establishes a focus in outer physical substance of this world into which we can draw it, establish it for all eternity, and let it go forth and control the conditions in the powers of nature and forces of the elements that produce only perfection for the rest of eternity. That is worth anything and everything you ever do to set the habit. So let us bring it through. Thank you so much. Now, it's no figment of anybody's imagination. This can stand here just as plain as those flowers or as your electric light. I want these manifestations to stand before mankind till human beings understand that the sacred fire of life from whence they came is master here and must be obeyed if they are to return to peace. So, blessed ones, feel yourselves enfolded tonight. Know the love at our command and call the limitless legions, the unconquerable, diamond-shining legions of the healing angels of the golden flame and the indestructible peace of eternal purity. Blaze it into everybody and everything and return the earth to the source from whence it came, and let the almighty God presence, the mighty I Am and the ascended host, reveal to man what is in the ascended master's octave and make this world what it ought to be, to bear witness to the heart of God and the almighty perfection of life that belongs here and forever must annihilate human creation. May the hour strike when this can be released in outer physical conditions, till everything that lives sees that golden flame and on bended knees loves it and lets it hold peace here for eternity. Such is the destiny of the life of this world. We offer our limitless legions of the diamond shining angels of such healing and such power and such peace and such supply of every good thing that it brings the perfection of the ascended master's octave into this world, and mankind returns to the divine way to live life. We offer it with all the love at our command, and may you become its blazing presence to the rest of the universe wherever you abide. And we thank you forever. Beloved, precious God of gold, we ask you to send your legions of the angels of the golden flame to abide with us and never leave us. Wherever we go, see they are with us and hold command wherever we abide, though this world is ascended and free forever. We thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, we ask you to call the golden angels of your own heart's flame to abide with us also. And to the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance tonight and all the beings from the golden city. We ask you to clothe us in that golden flame and hold peace no matter what takes place around us, but blaze through us whatever power of the golden flame of eternal peace compels evil to cease to be and not even look in our direction. We thank you. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with whatever power compels evil to cease to be, and may the peace and obedience of your love blaze through us till all are free wherever we abide, and we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty beings who have poured your love to us throughout the ages, and to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamars, the seven mighty Choans, the seven great archangels. We call as never before for your own heart's flame, your golden flame of your love, your peace, and your healing power to blaze into and around us. Cut us free from all connection, the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress whatever power from the great central sun compels evil to cease to be. Make it impossible for discord to be expressed in the atmosphere of those under this radiation, no matter what goes on in the rest of the world. Keep the hordes of evil away from all under this radiation until all are ascended and free, and also for all for whom we call. Now, this night, seal all our IM temples, sanctuaries, reading rooms, study groups, homes, schools, business activities, and cities of light in the great central sun heart flame of the God of gold's love and purity and peace and indestructible protection of eternity. And wherever we abide, expand that flame without limit until all have been raised into the ascended master's octave forever. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Our beloved, and I am Christ, Saint Germain, Jesus, Dad, Nada, and the great Grand Director, all the ascended masters, great angelic hosts, cosmic beings, and the forces of the elements. Our beloved Don of Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God victorious attorneys and accountants, all other group leaders and I am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever.